Hello, dear viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to the channel, my usual studio, with a closet behind. Anyway, I'm commenting on the by-elections in Wellingborough and Kingswood, which took place on Thursday. For some inexplicable reason, the United Kingdom elections and referenda are always held on a Thursday. So as was widely expected, the Conservatives lost both seats. Now, I'd anticipated that. What I hadn't anticipated was the scale of the victory. And people often say it's unwise to go from the particular to the general, because these by-election results are very seldom replicated in the general election, even that actual constituency. You have to look at opinion polls over the whole country. But of course, an opinion poll is just that. It's not an actual election. Nobody votes, and they select 1,000 registered voters for the opinion polls, and they try and do it to be reflective of the diversity of the nation, as in accounting for how many people are women, men, ethnic minority, ethnic majority, living in the different regions, their socioeconomic status, their level of education, their age, and so forth, to give as accurate a picture as they possibly can. But the difference with the by-election is, although it's not spread over the entire United Kingdom, people actually vote. They don't just sort of pretend to vote when they're speaking in some survey, and obviously turnout affects that. Turnout tends to be quite low in by-elections. You might imagine as the national spotlight is on that constituency, it'd be high, but that's not the case. Anyway, so a truly horrendous night for the Conservative and Unionist Party. So in Wellingborough, there was an 18-point swing was needed to for the seat to change hands. Well, it was far more than that. It was a 28.5% swing, and that was the second biggest swing from the Tories to Labour since 1945. A truly horrific result for the Conservative and Unionist Party. In Kingswood, it was 16%, still dreadful. I mean, anything over 10% is really bad. So no surprises there then. But if you look at opinion polls nationwide, Labour's about 17 point percentage points ahead, and they've been well ahead for coming up for a year now. I mean, they've been actually ahead for like more like 2 years, but they haven't had such a double-digit lead since around about July last year. Anyway, it's really bad news. So the Conservatives have lost 4 seats to Labour since the two in by-election since the 2019 general election, a few seats to the Liberal Democrats, and the Tories have not held many of them. The only good result for the Conservatives, of course, was when the Conservatives took Hartlepool off Labour in 2021, but under very different circumstances. So we look at Kingswood, of course, first of all, the milder result for the Conservative Unionist Party. When Labour were up almost 12 points, the Conservatives down 12 points. Reform UK, formerly the Brexit Party, hadn't even stood there before, and they got 10% of the vote. So that's actually very creditable for a minor party which never had a single MP. And then if you look at the Green Party, they got 3.4% of the vote, which is pretty good for them, because there it is in Gloucestershire, a suburban seat, upper middle class seat. It's very close to Bristol, which is a real stronghold of the Greens. The Greens being the second biggest party on Bristol City Council, and the Bristol the Greens' main target seat for Parliament is actually in Bristol. Unfortunately for them, what's her name, Thagenham Debonair, holds that seat for Labour. It's a safe Labour seat. So the Greens have got something like 10% of the vote. Labour's got over 50% of the vote. There really seems to be no chance they're going to win it. Hello there, Mr. Sutherland from New York City. I do hope to visit NYC again, but I've not been for over 20 years. So make a massive donation and I'll win my way across the pond. So back to the Liberal Democrats, pretty dreadful result for them. They went down by 3.5 percentage points. So that's one of the big takeaways, that they've not actually gained that much. With Labour having an uninspiring leader, with the Conservatives bitterly unpopular, they thought the Liberal Democrats might do quite well. Not really. And even the UK Independence Party stood there. That's led by Neil Hamilton. Really, they're fighting over the same turf as Reform UK ideologically, and so they didn't have a terribly big showing. Going on to some local factors. If we look into Wellingborough, where Peter Bone, formerly Britain's meanest boss for paying the lowest wages in the UK in the 1990s, that veteran Conservative MP, he was suspended by the Parliamentary Standards and Privileges Committee, a long suspension for overbullying his staff, which automatically triggered a by-election in which he was entitled to stand, but he chose not to throw his hat into the ring. His girlfriend stood in again as the Conservative Party. So the Conservative Party's egregiously horrific result is partly because of the scandal surrounding him. He left under a cloud. And rather than have a clean break with Mr. Bone by having his lady friend stand in the Tory interest, this just made that carry on. Now, that's a bit unfair. That woman, why should she carry the can for Peter Bone? She's a separate individual, even though she's in a relationship with him. So it is a bit contentious the way that this Parliamentary Standards and Privileges Committee can actually kick you out of your seat. And yes, you can contest it again just because you did something contentious, bullying staff. Not like saying bullying staff is good or bad, but can we not wait till the next general election? The good people of Wellingborough could have returned to Parliament had they wished to do so. But back to this. So Labour were up almost 20 points, but it was even more emphatic rejection of the Conservative Unionist Party, down 38 percentage points. So that was horrific. And what used to be a very safe Conservative seat in rural Northamptonshire. Reform UK never even stood before. They got 13%. That is a tremendous result for them, where their leader Ben Habib was standing. But no doubt they'll get, you know, something like 10% of the vote at the forthcoming Westminster election and not get a single seat. UKIP, which had that issue of leaving the European Union to hang on to, which had a leader was a household name, Nigel Farage, love him or loathe him, you couldn't ignore him, and so on. It was going for quite a long time, was very well funded. Even then, they only got one seat ever in a general election, and that was simply when the Conservative MP had turned his coat to UKIP, stood in that same constituency. But this is a bit of a protest vote, a yelp of pain. When it comes to the general election, people say, come on, I can't throw my vote away on minor parties like the Greens, like Reform UK. It's got to be the duopoly, maybe Liberal Democrats. But this government is either going to be Labour or Conservative. And so not many people will vote for minor parties. Minor parties tend to do fairly well midterm. And an independent got 3.7% of the vote there in Wellingborough. The Liberal Democrats, pretty dreadful again. It's not very strong territory for them, down 3 percentage points. I was thinking of saying about Kingswood, because although they've never held Kingswood, the Liberal Democrats, or not even been runner-up for a long time, it is close. It's more or less Southwest England. Southwest England used to be a real fortress of the Liberal Democrats, used to have about a third of their MPs in that area, which is only about 5% of the UK population. All right. So what else to point out about this general election? So Jen Kitchen has been elected, a very young Labour MP who's only 28 years of age. And it's good to have some very young people in the House of Commons, as well as some very old people, probably a spread of ages. So she studied politics, has worked in politics and done nothing but politics as part of a broader malaise afflicting the Labour Party. You don't see that in the Conservative and Unionist Party quite so much. So, yes, Labour will take fresh heart from this. You know, all the weather vanes point towards a major Labour victory this coming December, when the election will probably be held. So I don't think there's any reason to think that Rishi Sunak's going to go early. I can just pray that things go right for him. There's a big scandal. The Conservatives have been cautiously optimistic. There have been some fairly good news at the start of the year, but now the United Kingdom is in a technical recession. So there's every reason to be really down in the dumps and melancholic. And that's why they say over 150 Conservative MPs are going to say bon voyage to the House of Commons this election, because they realise if they don't stand out, they're going to be defeated anyway. Spare themselves the humiliation. Try and arrange a job outside politics now, whilst the going is good, before there's a glut of unemployed former parliamentarians. Thank you so much for watching my channel. So please subscribe on Patreon and get access to thousands of articles behind the paywall and videos. Moreover, donate to me on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.